Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started. All right, this is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 108. It's the week of September 25th, 2010, and I'd like to thank you for coming along. It's been several weeks since the last show, 3 weeks, I guess to be exact, since I put the last one out. Several reasons for that. Some of y'all might have thought that the podcast was going away. It's not the case. I'm going to still do the podcast. It's very difficult to get out a weekly show unless you kind of make it a somewhat of a part-time job. And the situation I have is that for me to do the podcast the way I want to do it, I have to have actually nobody in the house when I record it, because I do it right here sitting at my kitchen counter on a little iBook G4 Macintosh. And it's just I have to have kind of quiet, and I have to have all my thoughts together. Sometimes if you've never tried talking to yourself for about 30 minutes, that's basically what I have to do. And sometimes you have to kind of have total concentration, even though I know the show doesn't always sound like I'm totally concentrated. But to keep the thoughts flowing through your brain and out your mouth, you kind of have to have very limited distractions. But like I said, it's been many weeks since the last show. And the main reason for that is that I've had a major chest cold that I just haven't been able to kick. And it started pretty much after the last show. And I was spent a week on call for work, where I worked different hours. And it just kind of increasingly got worse that week. And then kind of plateaued a little bit, and it just kind of hung with me. I haven't been able to kick it yet, and I'm stubborn, so that's why I haven't gone to the doctor. And even though my wife has told me that's what I ought to do, just to get rid of it, I just haven't done that yet. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm just stubborn and I don't like seeing doctors, and because I guess the last time I was at the doctor, my feet were filleted open. So it's not something I really like to do that much. But hopefully it'll go away soon. And as a result of that, I've only done just a few training runs. I've done a couple 4-milers over the last maybe 3 or 4. And I've kind of been keeping limited to 4 miles just so I can get out there and get some exercise and not overdo it. And I'm trying to kind of just build a base back where I can handle a 4 to 5 mile run with no problem at all, so I can start increasing my mileage after I kick this cough, which hopefully will be soon. So I've only trained a few times. I've been sticking to the shorter runs, partly because of time constraints. It just seems like, I have one child, and it just seems like I'm just so busy doing different things, my own thing, things for my daughter, and then probably the biggest hurdle we have right now is I've got 2 dogs, and one of them is elderly. Basil is 14, and dealing with her is takes a lot of time because everything is in slow motion. So when we go to walk the dogs or take them outside, it takes twice as long as normal, and you just kind of lose time in the morning, you lose time in the afternoon before you got to be to a meeting or some other event in the evening and afternoon, and that just really takes away time that I'd like to do my running, because I always do that after work, except for the weekend. Sometimes I'll do it earlier. And I'll talk about the dog situation at some other time, if not in this show later. We're getting very close to having to make a decision about Basil. She's, we got to the point where I carry her upstairs at night, and she's about 65 pounds, 70 pounds, and sometimes that's kind of hard to do. And she doesn't like that. Basically, her hind legs have lost all muscle tone, and she can barely support herself. She's been a good dog. She's had a good life. There's no doubt about that. They've done so many things. We got her when she was 4 months old, so I've had her a very long time. And matter of fact, she was my first pet. I never had a dog growing up until I got married, and we got this little dog Basil at 4 months old. And she was a rascal when she was young, and now she's getting elderly, or is elderly. And with that comes accidents again in the house, and that just gets so freaking old. Having to deal with junk crap literally in the morning. And I know my wife is really getting tired of that. So we'll be making a decision on her, and I'll talk more about that at some point in time in the future. So the state of my training is pretty much kind of just stuck at 4 miles. I haven't decided if I'm going to do anything this weekend or not. I think I'll probably get out tomorrow maybe and do a little something and take Blue. It's the weather has gotten hot again, so it's been a real drag, and it's just, you know, I don't mind running on the treadmill. I actually finally got an ID card up here at the college in the town, Randolph-Macon College, where I can use the indoor track up there, which I did do that twice over the last couple weeks, and that is a seriously air-conditioned gym, which is really nice. So maybe I'll do that tomorrow. What I'm going to talk about is we got some races coming up that one I'm going to be participating, probably two I'll be, well, three I'll be participating in one way or the other. And I just want to talk about those a little bit because Ashland is a real hotbed for road races. And I've kind of felt bad because I've kind of gotten away a little bit from promoting the local races. And that was something I wanted to do when I first started the podcast, was always keep in mind the next race coming up in Ashland or close by. Not necessarily every 5K or 10K that's taking place in the Richmond area. I wanted to stick with Ashland, and we kind of have a little slogan around here, and I used to have a little sticker that said, run Ashland first, the center of the universe, and I've kind of gotten away from that whole perspective. So I'm trying to get back to that, and one thing that really made me realize that I've lost focus on the local race scene, at least over the last couple of months, is that there's actually a 5K today that I've missed called Slay the Dragon 5K. It's in its fourth year, and it goes right past my house. And to let you know about how I saw the banners up in town. I mean, they put the banners up. I knew it was coming up. For some reason, I totally lost sight of the fact that this was the weekend of the 25th. I'm not really sure how that happened. And so I get up this morning. My wife and my daughter went out of town this weekend, and they went up to visit her mom in Maryland. And so I got up and decided I was going to take Blue over to this little, it's a place called Stony Run. It used to have, well, it was called Stony Run Creek, and there used to be a creek there, but we've had this drought, so there's no water in the creek at all. It's completely dry, which is sad. Anyway, I took both dogs over there in the car because it's too far for Basil to walk, and I just wanted to get her out. I didn't want to leave her in the house when I took Blue over there because we're going to go over there for about an hour. And Blue just runs back up and down the trail. He just totally loves that area, and there's usually nobody there, so you can kind of throw sticks and stuff like that. Well, so I get over there, and actually I had to go by the bank first, and then I'm coming around to go park, and I realize that the police are closing the road for the 5K, and there's tons of cars over at Carter Park, which is our local swimming pool, and that's where the race is starting. And I just all of a sudden realized, why am I not over there? I mean, I run in Ashland. I like Ashland. This is a great place to run. It's level. There's lots of different little pockets of neighborhoods that you can run through. Railroad going through the town and all that. And here I completely ignored the fact that there was this big 5K going on. So I took the dogs over to, we finished up over there at the park, got in the car, and all the roads were closed. I couldn't get back to my freaking house. So I actually got kind of pissed off a little bit, from the other. So I can see how people get mad when I'm involved in a race and they can't get to their house. So I went all the way around and finally got back to the house. And then the race starts, and I'm sitting in the house, and all these people are coming down right in front of my house with their race numbers on, and it made me realize that I really need to pay more attention because I wasn't doing anything else this morning. I could have easily gone over there to volunteer or even participate and support the cause of the race, which is it's held in memory of a guy named Richard Lloyd, who died from a very rare type of cancer called Lee. Let's see if I can pronounce it. It's L-E-I-O-M-Y-O-S-A-R-C-O-M-A. So I think it's leiomyosarcoma, which is, according to their website, a very rare form of cancer, and Richard died from that. The race is in its fourth year. It looked like it has a lot of walkers, so there's a very high possibility that I could have placed in my age group had I gotten out there. So anyway, I need to – so that race is done. I mean, as I record this show, the police car went, by in front of the house here, with the last of the walkers. And it's built as a run walk. It's not, and it's a certified course also, because I did check on that. And it's pretty cool that it's, I don't know, I can't believe I missed it. I feel a little bit bad about that. So let me tell you about some of the other runs coming up. On October 3rd, the Hanover Safe Place Pumpkin Run 5K is taking place at the Ashland Berry Farm. This benefits Hanover Safe Place, which is a an organization that partners with local law enforcement in Hanover and Ashland to stop domestic violence and sexual assault. And I've been involved with that race for several years. It's a good run. It used to be held in an area called the Hanover Industrial Air Park, which is it's an industrial air park. It's an air park because there's an airport in there, the Hanover County Airport, and then it's an industrial park, you know, lots of warehouses and industrial type of businesses and stuff. And that's right off the Interstate 95, so it's very convenient for a lot of businesses to be placed in there because they can get on the roads and whatnot. But anyway, the 5K used to be held in the air park on a weekend when there's very little traffic in there. But what was happening is that it was just so damn boring. There's, running through warehouses and businesses just kind of sucks. And eventually the race evolved to the point where it's now up at the Ashland Berry Farm, which is a pumpkin patch, a strawberry farm, nursery, you name it. Everything's up there. It's just a huge, just a huge farm that has all this outdoor stuff. And actually the Ashland Berry Farm does this really scary thing at Halloween. Haunted trail, all this, you get on the wagon, they take you through and people, scream at you. And then I think you can run through the woods and people scream and drop out of the trees and stuff like that. Anyway, the 5K has worked its way up there. It's been up there for several years now, and I've probably done that race since I've been living up here since 1998. I've probably done that race 6 to 8 times. And I did it last year with a guy I work with. And I made a little movie for him, and that was just for him. It was kind of funny. Anyway, that race is on October 3rd, and it's one thing I wanted to include about that race is that I ran it last year, but that was when I was training. What was I training for last year? I think I was training for an ultra, and I must have, because I did a 50K in December of last year, and I did the Richmond Marathon. What I did last year is I ran from my house up to the Berry Farm, ran the 5K, and then ran home. And I think that was, became my 20-miler because it's, that was my 20-miler. I just used that morning to do the 20-miler. But the only problem was how to get my free pumpkin home after I did the 5K. So what I did is I got the help of another guy that I work with that was up there, and he delivered the pumpkin home for me, and I just ran home. And I remember when I was running up there, it was a little treacherous on one of the country roads, and I don't think I'll ever do that again. But I remember when I was running up there, and people who were going to the race were passing me, and I remember thinking that what I was doing was really weird. So, I mean, who runs 6 or 8 miles to a 5K to do the 5K and then run the 8 miles home? Just it's very strange, and people who do 5Ks don't really understand how you got to get that extra mileage in. But anyway, I just remember feeling kind of weird about that. All right, so that's the pumpkin run, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put links to these races on Ashland Dave at ashlanddave.podbean.com in case anybody wants to check them out. If you're local, you got to come out and participate in one of these races. On October 16th is the Ashland Harvest Run. And that is that's a yearly race that does really well here. It's a 10K, and they have a 5K option also, and that benefits it's called WEAT. It's the Western Hanover Emergency Action Team, and what that is, it's kind of a local assistance type of organization that helps out people who kind of get in financial dire straits. I mean, not major financial dire straits, but people that just kind of need a little bit of help here and there when they run into some financial trouble or just need a little bit extra to get by. That's what that organization is for. And I got to share a little story about the Ashland Harvest Run. Last year, it was either last year or the year before, I was a volunteer at one of the corners. And I got in trouble with the race director because apparently, and I've talked about this before in the podcast, but if you're a new listener, you might find this kind of funny. I got kind of yelled at by the race director after the race was over because apparently I did not direct a 5K runner the correct way. And that person ended up running, you know, the whole 10K, and they got up. The girl's dad got mad that nobody told his daughter where to go. And my response was, it was impossible to tell the difference between the 5K and the 10K runners because they started their races too close together. And, you know, sometimes some people intermingled a little bit. And people who are running a 5K need to know where they're going. You know, you can't, if you're at a corner where 5K goes, you know, turns and 10K goes straight, you can't tell, you know, a couple hundred runners, you can't tell each individual runner where to go if you don't know which race they're running. You can just say 10K straight ahead, 5K turn, and sometimes you're going to miss people because you're thinking that they're hearing it because they're about maybe 20 yards away from you. You know, you don't tell each individual person. They didn't have a sign. Anyway, apparently this girl ended up going straight and ran the whole 10K and got exhausted and had, you know, was upset and all this. And then apparently it was narrowed down that I was the one that did not give the proper directions. You know, keep in mind, and I'm a little bitter about this still. I didn't do it intentionally. I mean, keep that in mind. But I was made to feel like I just, you know, was derelict in my duty or whatever. And it kind of ticked me off. And I'm not so sure if that's a run I'll be participating in again. I'm not sure. But it is put together well. And an interesting thing about this race is that it gets a whole different type of I don't really know how to put it. All right, there's two 10Ks in Ashland. You got the Ashland Railroad Run, which is in April of every year. It's been going on for 30-plus years. And then you got the Harvest Run, which is in October of every year. And I'm not sure how long it's been going on. But those two races attract a whole different group of people. The Harvest Run tends to collect, I think, a lot of younger college kids or high school kids, you know, like cross-country, maybe because it's cross-country season, and because they don't come up for the Railroad Run, because I've been to both, and I just see different people. Anyway, so I said, look, I did the best I could at my Marshall post. You know, not every... People are supposed to know their route. It's published on the website. I guess I'm just kind of running my mouth a little bit, but anyway, it ticked me off to the point where I'm not even sure if I want to participate in the race or volunteer. Maybe I have run it before. I think I've had more fun when I've run it because it also goes right past my house, which is really cool. And the Ashland Harvest Run is east of the railroad tracks, whereas the Railroad Run is west of the tracks. And in an upcoming show, I'll talk about the Railroad Run again because it looks like I'm going to be involved in race directing that race, and I knew that was going to happen eventually. And I've always prided myself as not succumbing to peer pressure, but I am on the board of the Hanover Arts and Activities Center, and I guess it's kind of my turn, and that's the organization that does the Railroad Run. So anyway, I'm kind of getting off the subject, but don't let my comments about the Ashland Harvest Run prevent you from going up if you want to participate in it, because it is a good race. Just make sure you know the course, because they start the 5K too close to the start of the 10K. At least they did the year I volunteered. And I just remember when I was coming back into the finish after the last person came through, and I can't remember the race director's name. She came over to me and she asked me if I was directing people properly. And I said, well, this is what I was doing. She said, well, somebody missed and they were, you know, pretty upset. And I said, well, I'm sorry. You know, what do you say to that? You know, you feel bad that you might have been part of ruining somebody's race experience. But at the same time, as a runner, you do have a responsibility to know where you're going. And I don't know if this girl was wearing headphones or not. I'm not an advocate against headphones. The only thing I'm an advocate against, I guess, involving headphones is having it turned up too damn loud, you know, so you can't hear which way to go. Now, I know when we did the Railroad Run last year, we did a double loop course, which, you know, I've talked about in the podcast, and you can go back and, you know, I just really spouted out about that. You know, we were forced into doing that 10K in just kind of one little quadrant of town by the police. And, you know, we may do, and people liked it and some people didn't. You know, don't come back if you don't like it. But we had major signage, so there would be no question whatsoever where you were supposed to go. And I actually learned from my experience at the Harvest Run. So when we did the Railroad Run and organized that, because I developed a new course, I wanted to make sure people knew where they were going, and I didn't want any marshals to feel bad like I did. I felt bad. I go out and volunteer for a race. That's supposed to make you feel good. I went home feeling bad and having a bitter, you know, bitter taste in my mouth about the whole thing. So anyway, I think I've talked enough about that. All right. That same weekend, you know, what a coincidence. I won't be able to be involved with the Harvest Run because I'm going to be crewing for my friend Rodney, who's going to be doing the North Face Endurance Challenge in Atlanta. And that's a 50-mile trail race. And you might remember me talking about Rodney before. Rodney has done two marathons, the first one being when he was 12 years old, and the second one was Shamrock of this year in March. And then he was a DNF at the Washington, D.C. North Face Endurance Challenge. That was the one that I was able to finish. So he's coming back with a vengeance. He's done some serious training. He just did a 30-miler the other day. He sent me an email. Anyway, that's at F.D. Roosevelt Park in Georgia, which is the Pine Mountain Range, which is the southernmost edge of the Appalachian Mountain Range. Now, this is going to be a much harder race than the Washington, D.C. course because this has a 14-hour cutoff, and it's 99% single track. So if you want to find out more about that, I'll have that link in the show notes at ashlanddave.podbean.com as well. And so we're gonna go down and crew for him. And it looks like he's recruited two other guys because what we're going to do is we're gonna drive straight back after the race. After Rodney finishes and we get something to eat, we're just going to he's going to just chill out. We're taking his car, so there's plenty of room. It's I think he's got a Suburban or a Tahoe or something. So there's plenty of room, and we're going to share the driving so Rodney can just relax, and we'll probably get home sometime 4 or 5 in the morning Sunday and try to, you know, salvage some of the day because we're trying to keep the cost down. So we're going to go down Friday, you know, drive all day because it's a pretty long drive, get a hotel that night, and then it's 5 a.m. No, I think it's a 4 a.m. start because of it's a 4 a.m. start because of the 14-hour cutoff puts it over by 6 p.m. And so anyway, Roddy's been training hard for that. So we're going to go down and do that and crew for him. And then the next race after that, the weekend after that, is the 4th annual Tiger Trot 5K and 1 mile fun run for kids. And I'm going to be participating in that as a race leader. And the way that that run has developed over the years has just been fantastic. I will say, my wife and I, as well as several of our friends, all worked together and actually started that race 4 years ago when my daughter was at Henry Clay Elementary School. And what the race does, it benefits the PTAs of Henry Clay, which is a kindergarten, first and second grade school, and also John Gandy Elementary, which is grades 3 through 5. In Ashland, we actually have two schools just because of the size of them and they're old school buildings. But everything's very tied together, and of course the race benefits both. And it's called the Tiger Trot because it's the Gandy Tigers, John Gandy Tigers, that's their mascot. Anyway, we had some timing problems the first year. Second year, I think everything went fine. Third year, I think everything went fine. This year, they're going to do chip timing because it's grown. It's, you know, several hundred people involved, and the kids' race is just so much fun. It's just, you know, and the police are really cooperative. Well, a couple local residents didn't like it because you do have a lot of people amassing in front of one house in particular. But it's over by the Henry Clay School, and I have the privilege of actually leading the runners on my bike. And I remember the first year, you know, I started probably 10 feet in front of the runners for the 5K. And, you know, keeping in mind, this, you know, adults are running this race, and you have people out there trying to win it because it's a certified course. But there are prizes and stuff, and the door prizes are good too. But I made the mistake of being too close to the runners, and they almost overtook me while I was trying to increase speed on my bike. So over the years, I've learned to get way ahead of everybody and just keep checking back to make sure that they're still following me. That's to make sure that people know where they're going, because there's no police car escort for the race because it goes down in a section of town. It goes down by Stony Run Creek, Stony Run Trail, which I was talking about earlier in the show, which is it's a path that goes along a creek for, I don't know, maybe half mile, and you can't get a vehicle down there. So over the years, I've been the one to lead that, and I'm going to do it again this year. Nobody's really specifically asked me to. It's just one of those things where, is Dave going to lead the race again? Okay, so that's going to be a lot of fun. The door prizes are cool, and each year we've kind of improved things. I'm not really on the race committee. I'm just kind of I'll do whatever. It's really, the race committee is really all the ladies in the PTA. and the guys just kind of do whatever needs to be done. It's really a cool community event and probably one of the better events held here in the town that I've been involved with. All right, so those are the races, and I do have some emails that I've gotten over the last couple weeks, and some of those emails will bring up some additional topics to talk about. And one of those emails, I think it was Chris Korn from BQ or Die the blog, BQ or Die blog. He has found another podcast that actually has the same intro music that I have, and I don't think the person really copied me intentionally, because that song is from the GarageBand, you know, stock music. But anyway, it was kind of funny to hear another podcast with the same introductory music that I have. So anyway, I'll get to Chris's email here in a few minutes. And all right, so let's check out the email bag section of the show and see what people sent in. All right, the first one we'll do, this is from Chris, and he's over at the BQ or Die blog. And before I mention his email, you got to go over to his website. It's BQ or Die. I think it's .blogspot.com. I'm going to put a link in the show notes at ashlanddave.podbean.com. He's got a post on there. Well, first of all, he's trying real hard to qualify for the Boston Marathon. I think he's going to make it. And if you check out his blog, he's a much more advanced runner than I am, but I like to look at his blog, and he is really dissecting the manner in which he's going to qualify, right down to his latest post. He's got something about cadence and drum beat and what he's going to be listening to make sure that he gets his pacing correct. And even though he's got a little bit of injury at the moment, he'll be coming back from that, and I'm sure he's going to meet his goal. But getting to his blog, you really got to check this out, because it's bordering this, what he's got on the front page borders on his the same level of sense of humor as Adam over at I Am Boring. And what he's got is a post of a guy who is dancing to a Miami Sound Machine, turned the beat around, and it's like some guy with fake teeth in, and it's pretty funny. And it doesn't really have anything to do with running, but you ought to go check it out at BQ or Die, and I'll put that link in the show notes. But anyway, Chris, good to hear from you, and hopefully you recover back from your injury real soon. And what Chris had, I don't think he really wanted me to go into much detail about his email, but he found another podcast that is has the same intro music that mine does, and it's Living Barefoot podcast, and it's about running barefoot and products that I guess you use when you run barefoot or whatever. And actually, it's kind of interesting. I listened to one of the shows, and it looks like they have a show about every 10 days. They've had it going for about a year or a little bit longer. And I'll put a link to that also in the show notes. Guys, I hope I can remember to put all these links in there. But Chris, thanks for pointing that out. And what it is, it's just stock GarageBand music that if you have GarageBand, which is a software on the Mac that you can produce songs, podcasts, pretty much anything. I have a very toned-down podcast. I don't use any of the special effects that come with the program, hardly any. And there's so much, and you can really just get so deeply involved with modifying this and editing. It's hard enough to put out the podcast every other week now. That's why I kind of just streamline things. But anyway, check out that Living Barefoot podcast. It's pretty cool. There might be some things in there that you might find interesting. So thanks for the email, Chris. Good to hear from you. Hope your training continues on after you recover from your injury. Also heard from Jim Ruddy. And Jim's out of Northern Virginia, training for the Marine Corps Marathon. And he said he's a little bit behind listening, but he just caught episode 104. And Jim has been listening for quite some time, because I remember emailing him in the past. He's been having a hard time, like I have, running in the heat. Northern Virginia being just about an hour, hour and a half from the Ashland area, so the temperatures are really not that different. Training for the Marine Corps Marathon, it's going to be his first time running that marathon, which if you're a marathoner, if you've never heard of the Marine Corps Marathon, then you need to learn about it. It's one of the bigger ones in the country. And that's going to be his second marathon. He's been getting up at 3 a.m. to get the long runs in, and the only drawback to that, he's got to wear a headlamp, and sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, and he's losing sleep getting up that early. But I tell you, Jim, if that's really the only way to get those long runs in, if you get up that early, otherwise you're just going to burn up and lose motivation. So my hat's off to you for getting up that early. I don't even know if I could do that. You know, getting up at 3 in the morning, that'd be pretty tough. So appreciate the email. Good to hear from you as always. Also heard from Bob. And Bob wrote in. I've emailed with him before. He knows my friends Greta and Todd. Todd is Crash Kreider from the John Rolfe training group from a couple years back. Bob is writing about Stuff-Its. And I did a podcast about that some time back. Stuff-Its is a product that basically saves your shoes if you're heavy, your feet perspire a lot, which I do. I mean, I come back from a run, my feet are soaked. My shoes are soaked, and as a result, the odor in the shoe tends to stay there, and as a result, I've had to end up throwing away shoes before they wear out because they just stink so bad where I got to keep them outside. And they just, you know, like I'll get in the car to go to a race with people, and my shoes smell so bad because there's just no way I was able to control the odor until I got these things called Stuff-Its, and I'll try to remember to put a link to the Stuff-Its website at AshlandDave.podbean.com. Anyway, Bob bought four of them, and he looks like he's actually in Kenya right now, but he's got a connection to the Richmond area, and I think his daughter lives here. Anyway, he got four pairs, and they really worked out. He apparently had a real bad odor problem as well, and I know that's kind of gross to talk about, but hey, you know, that's part of doing distance running is dealing with the moisture. And, you know, if you do marathons or even half marathons, you know about moisture. And I'll talk about the next email is about a major moisture problem in the half marathon. But anyway, the Stuff-Its have really helped Bob with being able to pack his shoes in a suitcase. Because what they do is, if you're not familiar with what they are, they're basically shoehorns that go, yeah, if you know what a shoehorn, not a shoehorn, those things that go in your shoes, that what they are is they're cedar-chipped bags, but they're in the form of a foot, and they're connected by a piece of nylon, and they fit in your shoes, and the cedar absorbs the moisture and the odor, where you can, when you take them out of your shoes are not that bad at all. And I had a real problem. I mean, like I said, I was having to take my shoes outside. It was awful. I couldn't even put them in my closet with my, you know, dress clothes or other hanging clothes because the odor would just permeate in the room. It was just totally awful. But the Stuff-Its really saved that, and I need to get another pair. And Bob, I'm glad that you sent that email because it reminds me I need to go ahead and do that. Because what had happened is I actually got my pair for free from Catherine over at Stuff-Its.com. That's Stuffits. And like I said, I'll try to put a link. If you have a foot odor problem, this is something to check out. They're $25. They last probably a good year. You can wash them, I think. They have an outer covering I think you can wash. I probably should do that with mine. But I got mine for free to try out. And then, of course, I reviewed them on the podcast, which was episode number 83. And they worked out really good. I have no problem talking about them. I got them for free. It was nice. You know, they worked out really good, and I'm going to get another pair. So check those out if you haven't already. And Bob, thank you so much for the email. It's always good to hear. Always good to hear from you. Take care. All right, the next one is a comment on the website, and that's from Crash Kreider. Now, I had mentioned in the Patrick Henry Half Marathon episode, which was, I think, 107, the previous episode, was all the foam I saw coming, it was coming out of a guy's shorts. And I've had the problem out there on that course because the humidity at that time of year, it's late August, foaming out of, coming out of my shoes. And this guy I saw, there was foam. I thought he had just like lapped all this Vaseline on the inside of his thighs, and it was so thick I could see it from behind when I was coming up on him. Well, it turns out it was foam, and what Crash had come up with was that it had he researched it online. He couldn't find the cause, and the best thing that he could come up with that it was the laundry detergent somehow doesn't fully wash out of the shorts during the rinse cycle, and that would make sense for the laundry detergent not rinsing out of my socks that would then bubble out of the top of my shoes. And it's just very strange. I mean, to think that you might have some soap, which can be abrasive, still in your pants, and that could cause all kinds of problems in the undercarriage area, if you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Crash, thanks for leaving that comment on the site. You can check that out at ashlanddave.podbean.com. And anyway, he had that problem when he had the suds dripping down his legs for the whole marathon distance after he started getting that sweat going. So anyway, Crash, thanks for writing in, and hope to talk to you soon. It's been a little bit. I've been a little bit out of touch from Team Incognito. And the last email is from Josh. Josh is from Iowa City, Iowa, and all he said was, hello, let's see a pic of those feet after 50. The podcast is great. So, Josh, I did send you the pic. I didn't hear back from you, but I'll offer that again. If you want to see a picture of my ultra and severe blistering after the 50-miler, I'll be happy to send you that photo. It's really not, well, it is pretty bad, but I did recover from it. So you can send that request to ashlanddave@gmail.com. And, of course, if you have any comments on the show, I just like positive comments. I don't really care to hear any of the negative stuff. So you can send those to ashlanddave@gmail.com. You know, let me know what you're doing. If you're running a big race or doing something unique, send me an email. Let me know. Keep your comments brief so I can scan through those. Sometimes, some weeks, I do get a whole lot of emails, and it's hard to get through the long ones. Other weeks, I don't get any at all, so I don't know. You can write in. I'll pick and choose the stuff that I can comment on out of your email. But it is nice to hear from the listeners. I've been doing the show now for a couple years, and I get about 400 downloads on each show. So it's still kind of, you know, a under-the-radar podcast. I don't have any commercial advertisements. I pay to pay for all my space on a server from my own pocket, which is about $10 a month, and that's just kind of a hobby to do the show. And I'm really hoping to get back into running this fall and train through the winter and do something in the spring that'll make me happy again, because I've gained about 10 pounds and, you know, I'm just having some issues. But anyway, it was time to put out another show. So I guess that's about it for this week. Really glad that you downloaded the show. Thanks for sticking around if you listened to the whole show. And this is Ashland Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.